Okay, Simon Shilam Zion. Introduction to the Simon. Mishabura gives Akdim La Simon Zeh Hagdama Kitsara. Let's give an introduction to the small introduction to the Simon. Vihim. Becheresh Shu Echim Lamatesim. Avas Malachas, you say, probably should be Cheresh. Cheresh is one of the Lamates Malachas. Vikimish Kamanas Hakheresh Lurapuye Arab. The definition of Cheresh is loosening up the grounds. Does he toiv lizria? There we're making it better to plant it. V'gam kavanosa lahashris hagumos uliapoisa kadeshiya hamakam shava. You also want the land, ground to be somewhat level. It's easier to work it, etc. All part of the planting process. You want the parts which are the depressions, the gumas, which is you have a depression which is too low, you want to raise it up a little bit, move dirt into that spot, in order that it should be more level to plant in, plant, plow, etc. Therefore, a person who digs in a field, loosening up the earth, a person makes a furrow, or vice versa, there was a little mound of earth, and he knocks it down. There's a place which is low, which he raises up, makes it higher. So any place where a person is going to be doing any of these elements, this is all part of them, goes under the umbrella of the Malach of Cheresh. Now he points out, is a person would be filling up these holes. They had dirt floors, so you'd something that wouldn't necessarily be even. So you'd have a depression here, you'd have a little bit of a raised up point over here. See, one of those would be Chai Mishum Boina. Shemesakan Abinyan, he's making the house better. Anything you're doing which is making the ground better for planting would be go under the umbrella of the Malacha of Cheresh. It's a told of Cheresh. And he's chayiv, and the shear for the chiyuv of Cheresh, the Malach of Cheresh, is a kosher.
Why is the shear? Maybe we'll get into it. But why is the shear not something suitable that for maybe enough for one seed?
Which is what the Morris says, actually, which is the Morris is a culture who basically gives you enough for a seed, at least of some size. Okay. Sif Aleph. Darish Ein Miskaven is Mutter. So you wonder why we waited to Simon Shalom Zion to tell you that the rule of Darish Ein Miskaven is Mutter, but that's the more the Halacha finally said it. So Darish Ein Miskaven means a person is intending, he's intending to do A, and B is resulting of what he's doing. It's a separate action which causes B to happen, and he had no intent for that to happen. So that's called Darish Ein Miskaven, and that is Mutter. Not only is it not Chayiv, it's actually Mutter. The only exception is if it's a Psik Resh, which means if when he's doing A, B is inevitable. So then halacha, we equate B with A, and therefore he had intent for A. So if he had intent for A, and B and A were equivalent because A always means B, so it's like he had kavanah for B. So now it's not Darish Ein Miskaven anymore, now it's Darish Ein Miskaven. So therefore, he gives an example. Gara Adam Mita Kise Pesav. So a person can drag a bed, a chair, or a soft floor, or a bench. Whether it's a larger one or a smaller one, so that even though there's more tircha, less tircha, that's not our problem. But you can't, even when he does that, he might be making as he pulls it, he might be making a furrow of earth, loosening up the earth, making a little ditch. When he slaps the chair on the dirt ground, as long as you didn't have kavanah for that, it's mutter. But if it's so large that it's definitely that it's going to make a charitz, then it's also to do it. If it's possible, it'll make a charitz. Even if it's plausible, it'll make a charitz. But it's not inevitable; it's going to make a charitz. That's mutter. What's interesting is, is there something called it's karav to psik ratio? It's not definite, but it's like 99% sure. You know, something that, you know, that we deal with it. So there's a steer mishapurus in that one. One place he seems to say, listen, if it's not vare, it's not vare. Vare means vare. Obviously, if all of a sudden that moment some lightning strikes, you know, and vaporizes the whole ground, so you don't know what it was. Okay, you know, but I'm not talking about that. But within the realm of this action, the chair is so heavy that there's no question that when he drops the chair, it's going to sink into the earth and make a charitz. That's a psikration. So we said before, and last time we talked about a person walking on grass. See a lot of walk on the grass, even though you might be uprooting some of the grass. It's mutter. But we did say if a person wants to run, when you run, you're using more pressure and you're going more quickly, and the chances of ripping out some grass is going to be greater. Right? He's not miscavan the tush. He said. If they're large, you should be careful not to run on them. It's definitely going to tear. So that's another example which we had before, this idea of psikresha. Mr. Bura Sif Cotton Olive. The Rosh Hashanah is Gavin Zelosh and Aramam. The Rosh Hashanah last so simple Shabbos. So he gives a much clearer picture. You're allowed to do egg. And what about an and? When you do a, after shetiyosa beglola and malacha acheres, it might cause B to happen. After shetiyosa, but it might not cause B to happen. Yemoni iskaven lo yisa malacha is mutter. So the Rishon iskaven is mutter. Since it's not vare is going to happen, it's a suffix, and he had no intent to use it for that. For that to happen, he had no intent for the result. That's mutter.
No intent for the result.
For this other result, right?
Specifically that malacha, or the result of that malacha?
Well, like the fridge, the halacha result.
You want it to stay cool. So, when you open the fridge door, you don't explicitly want the fan to turn on. But you are happy that it.
Right, so that discusses the question whether it's nichole or not nichole. But regards to, you know, I'm not intending at all for the act of turning on the fan. That might be nichole, but I'm not intending for that purpose.
Do we apply the same concept to things that are sort of outside of the av and the toldos malachos, like things that are clearly derabanan?
Is it psikresha and derabanan osir? Is that your question?
Yeah. Psik ratio or a davar miskaven that.
Well, davar miskaven is mutter. So
yeah,
mutter,
it's mutter across the board.
So obviously it's going to be mutter and derabanan.
Right. But yeah. Do these two concepts, do we apply them equally to derabanans?
Yeah, the concept psik ratio and derabanan definitely is osir. Where the discussion gets interesting is psik ratio is lo nichole and derabanan. Whereas psik ratio lo nichole we discussed before could be is the orach on that mutter. So. So there's a steer in Mishnah Berurah. Sikresha Pirish Shabavali Teosa Malocha Chavacheris. Sikresha means is that the other thing which is a malocha is definitely going to happen. He says Pirish, he says Hilkoch, Pirish. Kimra the Dabar Shem Iskaban Mutter. Once you accepted that Dabar Shem Iskaban is Mutter, Hilkoch Gari, a lot of slept these items. Davagab, the Begriosi, Motsi, Shi, also Kharitsa Makarka. It's common that it'll cause a Kharits. Vika Bazemishum Khashash, Khoifer, who the two told of the Kharish. So maybe it's like digging, which is a tolda of plowing. Hilkhi Lapsi, Grashu, it's not definite. Even though the ground is not, it doesn't have anything on it, it's not tiled. It's mortar because it's possible you won't dig into the ground. The mitzvah loy laseyam al kaseifot. We're mortar either by gedolim, which is it's much more material because of carrying your back. In your shoulder, so there's more reason to be mekel. The little ones that you can carry in your back, so those are carrying in your shoulder. So why are you slipping it? You're allowed to slip, even though it's not so necessary. Because I'm going to run the gedolim b'yoser, but they're very large. Also, ligra lords, you cannot slip them. It's a great shehu. So it comes out if it's very large. That creates a problem. If it's middle large, it's even better. Right? Because there's no time to just schlep it on your back. I can't. It's heavy enough that I can't schlep my back. It's not heavy enough to create a problem. It's definitely going to cause a charitz. The Bavali Yosacharitz. Philo Marutza Bekarka Shel Shayish also Ligur. The Xvin Marutza also Ed and Marutza. We saw this a day before, and once they said it's also, they also made a Xvin in a case where the ground is tiled. There you might do it on the ground which is not tiled. And we saw before there was a swore to say that if Roiv the Bene, like the Gabi Kibu device, etc., if Roiv Bene here, the ear, are now therefore some Marutza, man, the Xvin doesn't apply.
If
you're in a place where roiv of the anshei hamokum are tiling their floors or they're covering it with tiles, wood, stone, whatever it is, so that you're not dealing with the dirt floor with this possibility of making a charitz, so the gzera doesn't apply inside the house.
But wasn't the whole gzera don't do it on a tiled floor lest you come to do it on a non-tiled?
Right, but that was but in that gzeira we saw before there was a swore to say, but they only made the gzeira in a case where there were non-merutzif floors in town. If there's only merutzif floors in town, so the gzeira doesn't apply. The rabbis, that is, we didn't finish. Oh, sorry, we didn't finish the mechaper. Now. Umotur the rabbi tzabayis, the Shulchan Aruch continued in tzavalev, vaitu in tzavalev. You're allowed to be merabbi tzabayis. Merabbi tzabayis was that you would have the problem, there's dust in the air, you sprinkle a little bit of water, it holds the dust down. So rebus is the act of holding the dust down by through sprinkling water. Long definition of one word. Kim shenim yiskam ala hashos gumos, al shir yala ha'ovak, even though maybe when you by doing the rebus, you get in the water over here, you're maybe making something a little bit, some dust will settle over there, which was in the air before, and make that fill up the hole. That's okay. How was it, Mr. Burr's cutting hay? The rabbi said, how does the maimon, like a karka buys you, sprinkle water on the floor, kadeshal yala of a girl that the dust shouldn't rise. That will give the harbotsa. Even though when you're sprinkling the water on the floor, so now if there's little cracks and crevices, the water, little rivulets of water will run in there, stepping some dirt, with it and stop it up. So it's mutter because it's not a psik reisha, and Torah Shenim is carbon. I feel the karka Shenim Rutzefis is mutter. And therefore, even if the karka is not Marutzef, it's still going to be mutter.
So what's the halamina? It seems like such an insignificant amount of anything that would be filled up.
Remember, the shear is kol shehu.
Right, but even kol shehu is, in these circumstances, it's almost like nothing happened.
Well, again, if you're sprinkling water on the floor...
This is not a spritz. This is like you're really putting down significant amounts of water, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Some level, yeah.
Yeah.
So it sounds like the water would gather if the floor was a little bit tilted to one side. The water could gather in a little hole and stuff some dirt with it and fill it up, or gerrymander your floor.
Why isn't it us? The floors would assume it's a dirt floor.
You're talking about dirt floor.
So why is it okay? Is there any talk about Israel? Or whatever watering the ground category would fall under.
Well, that's what the water in the ground usually goes under Chareish. If there's no plant there, it's interesting. Water in the ground when there's a plant there is called Zareya. Water in the ground when the plant is not there is called Chareish. Because it's softening up, making it more fertile and more ready to plant it. So that's part of the Chareisha process. So it could be either one or the other. I want to tell you something. Interesting question. We've met Melachah and Tzuch L'Gufa before. So, what's the difference between Melachah and Tzuch L'Gufa and a Psik Reisha, Zvon Nichole? I think we discussed this once. What's a Psik Reisha, Zvon Nichole? He's doing A. B is resulting. He's not interested in a B. You say, what's the lum? This psik reisha is as if when you do A, you're mimicham for B. Okay, so if you do A, you're mimicham, it's like you're mimicham for B. But even if I'm mimicham for B, I don't want B. That's a lachat sikh lagufa. So, zechara, at worst, the psik reisha lo nichale should be lachat sikh lagufa. But the maisa, it's brought down a lachat psik reisha, is possibly more chomer than melachah shenet tzricha l'gufa. The question is, why? So the Rebbeinu Avraham ben Rambam is quoted in the Magen Mishnah that he was asked this question, and he said that there is a maila to melachah shenet tzricha l'gufa over psik reisha. Melachah shenet tzricha l'gufa, the person is going, intentionally doing X. He's digging a hole. And saying, I don't want a hole. I'm digging it because I need dirt. So my goal isn't the hole, my goal is the dirt. So he explicitly is sort of ripping it out of the melacha because he's thinking about it actively and saying, it's not for this, it's for that. So that redefines what you're doing, it's not a melacha. Or it is, however you pass them, Right? But psik reisha, he's not thinking about the other thing. He's schlepping a chair. Right? He's schlepping a chair, and it's so heavy that it's definitely going to make this karitz in the ground. But it's not his backyard, it's somebody else's backyard. It's, so now you have this usable karitz, and you plant it. Gateman is done. Like, I don't care. So it's lo nichale. But the person wasn't sitting there saying, And the reason why I'm schlepping in order to make the charitz that I want to use. I mean, he's not thinking about the charitz b'chla. So halachically, we say, yes, we equate that the act of schlepping, because it's so inevitable, it's killing you, as if you had intent for the making of the charitz. But the mice, he didn't think about it. See, he can't say he thought about it and actively removed it, that its function is for A and not for B. So it comes out, not thinking about it is worse than thinking about it. So it comes out fascinating then. Last thing I want to point out is when we say lo nichale, the difference between nichale and lo nichale, Lo Nikhla doesn't mean you're against it. It just means that you're not interested in it. Something that's called Lo Ichbasle. You know, Lo Ichbatli. It doesn't make a difference to me. It's also called Lo Nikhla in Halach. Very rarely does that, would that make any difference. Okay. Beis. It's a long sif. Also the Chabad Abayis. It's also to sweep the floor. Unless the floor is covered. V'yesh v'tim afilo b'enem merutzif. Some say that's going to be mutter, even though it's enem merutzif. Because they say it's not a vadai, it's not a psikiration that's going to fill up holes. I mean, their floors are dirt. There always were cracks and crevices on the floor. And you swept the thing, so the dirt would, any dust and dirt where it came along would end up in the crack. That's the first sheet that says it's a particular ratio you're gonna fill up holes. So I don't like having these little holes in my little cracks in my floor. I'd rather have much have a compact, I don't want anything rolling in there, I don't want anything happening, I'd rather much have a nice flat surface. So I'm benefiting that I'm getting a flat floor now by sweeping it. So the first opinion in the Mishnah Berurah says that's going to be Osir. The second Vyesh Matirim, they say it's not a vada, it's not vada is going to happen, therefore it's mut. Now, v'yesh machmir, mafila b'merutzif, the Ramah says, some said even merutzif is osir, so the Mechaber said if it's merutzif, it's mutter, it's not merutzif, it's osir. He brought a yesh armim that said, even if it's not merutzif, it's mutter. The Ramah is saying, no, there's a mandamah, so even if it's merutzif, it's osir. Zera, because merutzif is not merutzif. If we allow it in a house which has a tiled floor, people might come to do it in a house without a tiled floor, and that's exer.
Well, that's the
Venus
Durabanan.
So is that a Durabanan on a Durabanan? That's a Durabanan on a Durabanan. No, because we're assuming that the case where it's Marutz, if it's not Marutz, if it's going to fill up the cracks, that's secretion. Secretion, the Gemara says, is chayiv. It's not just ulcer. It's chayiv. It's derisive.
And why is it a badai that the gumos will get filled?
Because there's always little cracks, and you move when you sweep the floor, you're moving the dust. So it's going to end up in those cracks. That's the first sheet. The sheet going with the first sheet. That's the minig is that even merutzif is ulcer. You may not change the minig. You have to follow the minig. Miu, Ayere in Yehudi is mutter, but the Maisa, Ayere Akum is mutter, and this is a big you said in Hichlus Mir LaAkum, that secretion is not also by Akum. Because the Isser is not the Malacha that he's doing, this is the Mira. So I asked this, he's doing for me, like I asked him, so I can't have Malacha being done for me, that I asked him to do. Well, what I asked him to do, I asked him to sweep the floor. I didn't ask him to fill up the holes. So I asked the guy to open up the fridge. I didn't ask him to turn on the light. The person realized he didn't take out the light before Shabbos in his refrigerator. He's not asking the guy directly to open up the refrigerator for him. I took turn on the light. I didn't ask the guy to turn on the light. That was somewhat inevitable, but that wasn't part of my command to him. That's the second step. So over here he's saying, even though I'm telling you this is considered psikration, it's going to fill up the floors, and that's why it's also even Vera, even by Merutziv. So and Yehudi is mutter, you can have a goy sweep the floor.
So, can I ask a quick question on what was just mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay, so the... So by asking a non-Jew to open up the refrigerator, that's one act. But let's say, can you turn the fan on here? So turning on a fan would be, I guess, usher to ask.
Right.
But let's say there was some equivalent act that would be mutter, but you have psikarisha that you also want.
If I want it, but that wasn't part of my mirror, still have to.
Okay.
Okay, v'chein al yirei beged or matlis or kanaf avos hakalim. If you want to use a light item, as opposed to a broom, you would use a which is not, so these are not vada going to move the dirt into the holes. Beged or matla, beged is a beged, garment, matlas is a shmata. The knaf avos, you have your feather duster out of the geese feathers. Hakalim, which are lights, v'namashagumas, they do not cause the gumas to be filled up. Now, v'asal chabad habigodim ayirei machbodos asuyim mikisamim. I remember, I can't take my straw brush. I have a whisk brush. It's a whisk brush that's used to whisk to freshen up a garment. Right. So, even in a case where there wouldn't be a problem of kibbutz on the garment, like the Mishnah points out, the case where it's not considered kibbutz, even so, you can't use this brush to do it. Because it's going to cause some of the straw fibers to break. And that's also. Okay, and that would be the same thing with true sweeping the floor, would be the same problem. Okay. Mishnah Brura. Sukkot and Vav.
It was us.
Talking about sweeping over here.
Sweeping the floor, brushing
a garment. Okay, Shabrua ends a cut and vop. The Chabad Abayis, you can't do it. The maze is often recovering, you're moving dirt. We got Masha Haguma Shibakibudo, and you're filling in Gumo's the depressions as you sweep. She's palamagumois, shavayas may offer, you're filling up the holes with this dirt which is moving around. But have you binyan, that's considered binyan. It's not his intent to flatten out these depressions and fill up the holes. Filhaki also the psikration. It's still the psikration, it's also. Now ye sharm the shin and shemar mitak to dosa. B'yesh armor, the chashinon, what we're worried about over here is not that it's going to fill up the holes. What we're worried about is shema mitoch tirdosoi lechavid liyapes akarka yishkach b'yashra gumas b'miskavid. That what we're concerned over here is that he might do it intentionally, because the more you get involved in taking care of X, you might forget that it's Shabbos, and then do it intentionally. He says, "Oh, this needs to be cleaned up over here a little bit." It's not as he's sweeping, he's going to sort of cause. Be causative that the dirt will get there in the hole. He's going to actively fill up the hole. That's what we're afraid of. Okay. Elam came merutziv. So the first sheet that said it's only mutter with merutziv. Bein mevonim, bein mekroshim. Whether the ritzuf is done with stone, you put your flagstones down, or whether it's done with
flagstone.
That's called, right? It's called flagstone, right?
Yeah.
It's like the flat stones that they use for like patios and stuff like that.
Yes.
Maybe a question: whether you would want to put down boards to make the floor. Either way, that's considered a valid ritzuf, and according to the first sheet, that's mut. The second sheet that said, in other words, with the first sheet, the enemy roots of his also. If it's not, the floor is not covered, you can't do it. Second sheet says, I feel enemy roots, even if it's not covered, it's still mutter. The Sirelu, they hold the gum, is the enemy vada, she asked the gumas, not the vada, she asked the gumas. Lily Garmi reboots the sharpest of aleph, so why is it any worse than putting down this water on the floor, which is in a sif aleph? The gum, the mace is offering him, karma gum, ken lachayish. So you're moving the dirt around. Why aren't you worried about he's being Mace's offer, which is getting the dirt out of the place, etc., which you don't want it. What's the problem? You move dirt, you're making a hole. So that's a problem. It says, well, it's not considered making a hole because the over tikhuach, which is the soft dirt, which is always soft, that's not the malach of making a hole. Making holes, you start with something a little bit harder, you make it now softer, more usable, etc. But here it's usable as is. What are you not really doing anything? Yeah. Philim Rutzah, Beim Avonim, Beim Krosherim. Says, last year the hole is always usher. It's really the Beim Rutzah. Have a psikresha. He first of all holds like the first sheet. The enem merutzev is the problem. And then he takes a step weiter because in auto merutzev auto shein merutzev. Then we make xera that if we allow by the cases of merutzev, people will come and do it. Even the case of enem merutzev, so it's also.
What's this you're talking about doing sweep?
Yeah, avayim v'ilach. But I didn't any who is mother. Sorry, what?
You had to babysit for your daughter.
Mm-hmm. I didn't any mother. I know. I feel the b'shenem rutzav. Even in the case, she can ask what to do with. Even in a case where it's a dirt floor, the who miskaven rock the chabad advice. His goal is to move the clean the floor, not to fix the floor. V'apto psikreisha nina gumos. Even though it's vada, going to fill up the gumois, we said that's a problem. Mutar yinei nihudi is mutar yinei demirla yinei nihudi looks bina kuli high because she costs the simration of gimel sif hey hago ayin shavish shabru. So the case where it's a segregation that doesn't go into the umbrella of the iser of mirla. But if they're kalim, you know what? Let's hold it here because I think you wants to get back. I think probably for time for Marv. So hold on, my sif cut in yud aleph.
So how do we? So how is it with the statement that was made in Simon cut in Tufts? How is it possible that we've now people seem to sweep their floors?
Oh, we'll see more.